About 2.5 million people come here every year on both sides of the border. And when you're on the Maid of the Mist, you really get a sense for the world destination that it is, because you see people from around the world, and people really love that experience.
That's spokesman for the Maid of the Mist, Kevin Keenan. Last month, a temporary restraining order was lifted by the state Supreme Court on the $32 million construction project. Keenan says crews are back to work beautifying the park space at the top of the Niagara Gorge and building a maintenance facility for the Maid's boats on the site of the former Shelcoff Power Station.
There's a crane that will be used at the dry dock facility to lift the boats out of the water, and that crane right now is under construction in Germany. So there's a lot going on here.
Keenan says the project also includes preparation for a potential rock climbing attraction in the gorge, but attorney for the Niagara Preservation Coalition, Linda Shaw, says her clients still disagree with the plans. She says project managers have been unclear about what the redevelopment will look like once completed.
Pieces of the cliff are being chopped off. Our own experts said it was dangerous to have the crane that's about to be put on that area without something like pile-supported platform, but that wasn't disclosed. So there are things happening that were not disclosed, and we're really worried that this is just the beginning. There's going to be a lot more things that happen that we'll never be able to bring it back.
Shaw says there will most likely be an appeal on the Supreme Court ruling. Until then, construction continues and is expected to be finished by this December. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hassett for the Innovation Trail.